He was dead, by the way, when this was issued, so you can't go by the...
See.
That, of course, it has a present signature.
Glasses on so I get a better...
So there's his name.
Yes.
Thomas Ivey. Now they say those things were actually signed by the presidents, but I handle where they could sign all those land grants. It doesn't make sense. But this is Martin Van Buren's signature, and it's signed here by his secretary. Now that is his signature that you'll find anywhere.
It is authentic. Remarkable how that the ink holds up.
Yeah, we had a trunk full of these, and the Bramlin family's been very kind to send me some of this. Mm-hmm. This came from Macon. See, his oldest son stopped at Macon with all that property down there, and they got most of the things that belonged to him. Mm-hmm. And so she sent me that. Basically, someone picked up the Centennial Exposition. Mm-hmm. 100 years of progress.
Coming especially appropriate. Does the state have plans for the bicentennial?
Yes, I don't know how formal they are, but I do know that. I mean, how they have crystallizing, but they do have. Mm-hmm. They have plans to celebrate.
Do you ever?
Especially older towns are trying to work that up.
Yes, right. Do you ever open your home to
build in the year round. We do it. We don't want to fool like the fool, because it's going to be irksome, you know. But if now we have one son, now that he's gone and it's not full of children, we're glad to show people. If the Chamber of Commerce has somebody in town and they want the house seen, we're glad to show it. Because, the revenue from it is inconsequential. You see, we rent it, come by the house, because it has had full street. This is where we work. Everything's disheveled, but okay.
Oh, yes.
This was my son's room, you see, and that was the guest room. The log room is the guest room, because mm-hmm. they have a connecting bath there.
Mm-hmm. And you do open during the pilgrimage, then?
Yes, it's been open 20-something years.
Mm-hmm. What are the dates usually of the pilgrimage? Spring?
In spring.
Mm-hmm.
About part of March, first part of April. I think that about covers everything.
Well, this is a most remarkable place.
Now, between the house, now we have all of our heating plant, most of our downstairs in that wine cellar.
Very good.
So we have year-round air conditioning. We have a heat and central air conditioning, which is nice. House is manageable, but it would not have been if we'd left that part of the back. And it was that part of the back was is not in as fine condition as this. This is solid up this way, so we saved that.
So, well, really, you didn't lose. Didn't change that much, did you? You say the dog trot went how far back?
Right past that room.
Oh, I see.
They have an old screen porch here. They had, I got this from an old man. Everybody thought this property was entailed. But the one old man lived up here, an old bachelor with two bachelor brothers, very eccentric people. Very, they were unusual people, but sort of illiterate too. There was a fine blood there somewhere. They were different. Mm-hmm. They were not just wool, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided the town was encroaching too much, and he wanted to get rid of it. And he picked, I looked up on him, he picked and had it.
Is that
a lot
right?
of people, at the time I bought it, we've been here 20 something years.